Intangibility. What an interesting concept. Intangibility. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Philosophy, the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Intangibility. What is something that's intangible, something you cannot touch? What sort of things do we have in our life that we cannot touch? What sort of things are all around us that we cannot touch, but we'd love to touch? We'd love to touch the feeling of love. Oh, it seems like if we could touch love, what a gentle, soft, desirable feeling it would be. If we could touch joy, oh, these are all feelings. Now, if you could touch happiness, oh, here's one. Now, you think that's not too difficult, but could you touch a baby's smile? Could you touch anyone's smile? If someone comes in the room and says to you, "Golly, it's nice to be here. It's nice to be with you. You're so wonderful. I love you so. You're so great." Can you touch that? You cut it with a knife, actually, but can you touch it? Can you touch that feeling, that sensitivity? Can you touch that intangibility? Can you touch that sense of great love, that great peace, that great joy in presence in the now? Can you touch that? Well, these are all intangibles. And life is just filled with intangible things. And the intangible things of life make up the majority of it, and make up who and what we are, and make up what our thinking is. The intangibility of life is really the majority of life. Now, what is your attitude about the intangibility of life? Do you think it's just something that is beyond our ability to touch, so we don't even try to touch it? Do you think it's beyond our comprehension to be aware of it, to put any sort of label on it? Is the intangibility of life to you something that is here today and gone tomorrow? It's not permanent? Does intangibility mean impermanence? Not really. Perhaps the most permanent thing in the entire universe is what we call intangibility. Could you visualize, can you visualize, I visualize now, the entire universe as bubbling over with joy? My goosebumps tingle in my body when I say that. The entire universe is bubbling over with joy. Oh, hey, I say it again and again and again. The entire universe is bubbling over with joy. Oh, my, oh, my. Ooh, is that an intangible, tangible experience? My. When you see a person who looks at another person and it's love at first sight, what an intangible, tangible experience. Wow. You cannot put a label on it, although you do put a label on it. You cannot touch it, although you could cut it with a knife, as the saying goes. It is so real. It is so powerful, so magnificent. The intangibility of life is where our consciousness could readily be more focused. For when we focus on the eternal factors, when we focus on the idea of immortality, we focus on the idea of eternal joy. Well, to just say the word bliss, what does it mean to you? Well, the word bliss could mean eternal love, joy, peace, harmony, and goodness. Eternal bliss means a now experience that never ends. Isn't that an interesting idea? A now experience that never ends. A now experience that is always now. How can I use the word always with now? Because now has only its specifics in now. It does not have always in all others. But yet, in truth, the reality of now is always. The reality of now is immortality. The reality of now is eternity. The reality of now is the everywhereness, omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. That's the reality of now. It's only when we put a clock on it, or a date on it, or a time on it. It's only when we put a relationship on it. Ah, yes, there's another word. It's only when we put a relationship on now that it becomes otherness, other than the eternal now. Yes. Oh my. How do we let go of relationships? How do we let go of these things? Well, one way is using unconditional love. When you have unconditional love, you have no possession. And relationship is a possession. And so when you have no possessions, no relationship, my, we have stepped into the now. We have stepped into the immortality of the now, the allness of the now. We have stepped into the eternity of the now, and it is good and very good. It is stupendous. It is magnificent. It is the, what did we say there? My goodness. It is the intangibility of the now. Think about intangible now. Think how the intangible now is the only now there is. Think how the intangible now is really what now is. Now, are you on the intangible now? Are you living the intangible now? Are you experiencing the intangible now? Yes, you are. No matter how we try to pretend that there is a tomorrow and there is a yesterday, there is only the intangible now. We might name things however we wish, but there's only the intangible now. No matter what we choose to call things, there is only now. Do you want a now? Do you want an allness now? Do you want to live in this magnificence of the now? Do you want to have this immortality, this eternality, this wonderful eternity of now? Well, then dwell upon all things as though they are happening right now. Dwell upon whatever you dwell upon as now. Not tomorrow, not that it will be, not that you desire it, not that it doesn't exist, but that it exists now and you are enjoying it now. Now, let me just say this word. I say, the eternal joy in the universe is sparkling all over the joy, joy, joy everywhere. And let your body goosebumps vibrate all over your body now, because you are one as the joy of the universe. You are everywhere, everything, doing all. You are the bliss, the eternal bliss. The bliss that never ends and never starts and is always. Oh, what a beautiful concept to be in the intangibility of now. Yes. What a glorious thing to be, the intangibility of the now. What a super thing to be. Yes, what a super thing to be. The intangibility of the now. I think we have the greatest privilege in the world as thinking beings to think now, to live now, to dream now, to act now, to be now. Nothing else matters whatsoever, for all is now. And now is all that ever will be, ever can be. And there you go, trying to put it in future tense and past tense, and so you can't do it. It's all the intangibility. And what a great concept intangibility is. You may join with me, as you are already there, and I am already there. Now, being now, enjoying now, experiencing now, having fun now, and delighting in now. It's mine. It's ours. It's all. It's wonderful. Intangibility. What a super word. I love you. I love you. I love you.